This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Jilly Hendrix. If you can't tell by this beautiful, monotone, raspy, wintry sounding voice.
You got pink hair today.
I know,
Jilly.
I have pink hair again. Well, I'm sitting here with Miss Lauren Bosworth.
Hi.
And Miss Greta Teitelman.
Hello.
And we have a beautiful, wonderful, intelligent, one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram guest today. It's Julie Schott. She is the senior beauty editor at Elle.com.
And we Fancy. Are
so happy to have her on our show.
Round of applause for Julie.
That is the nicest intro.
Oh, that thanks, is so
girl.
Fancy.
That is such a nice intro.
Yay.
I just want all of our listeners to know that I'm really hungry and I'm staring at my salad and it's
you
for you guys that I'm not going to eat it. I know.
I'm going to eat it.
We can only drink
right
tea
now.
While we record, guys.
I know. It's true.
Snappy crisps.
I know. They are
Don't
delicious.
Eat while you record, Lo.
I'm sorry. I'm starving.
You guys, I'm all about eating all of the time, just not during
We
podcast.
Get emails from you guys that are like, we can hear you guys chewing on the podcast.
It's like, I feel like hungry. That always happens on the phone and like, you have to.
I know. Yeah. You need to like tilt the phone the other way. Yeah. I sometimes will be on the phone and I'll need to pee and I'll put it on mute.
Yeah.
I feel bad though, because it's like if they knew what I was doing, I mean, I really don't give a shit, but
I think
part of me
just,
is like
trying to save time.
With, you know?
Do you ever wonder what the other person is doing on the phone?
They're probably doing the exact same thing as you. Like you're on a conference call, three people are calling in from home. So, like, one person, to steal what you were saying, is, like, taking a shadoobie. Another person has their, like, baby crying in the background. And like
I've never got number two on the phone.
Wait, did I already talk about the fact that I got a squatty potty?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that?
We need to talk about this
more.
The squatty potty. My friend Lara has a squatty potty.
You should.
Our friend Lara has a squatty potty.
Can we talk about this
Yeah, more? What is a squatty potty? Tell everyone, Greta.
How did you discover it?
Well, I had heard about them for a while. And we had our favorite colon therapist, I guess I should call her, Cassie, on our show. And in Cassie's office, I guess that was the first time that I saw them, she has them. She has squatty potties.
Really?
Yeah.
How have I never noticed
because
that?
Because they fit around the toilet.
It looks like it's for a child, but it's not.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like a step.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like
I don't even know what it is.
Okay, so basically, when we like sit on the toilet, we're not in the best position for our colons and our bodies to poop.
Wait,
so the squatty potty elevates your
legs.
Elevates your legs.
Birth to a shit.
Yes.
Basically.
And it's incredible. Like, wait. I have pooping problems. Okay. I have always had issues pooping. Like, whether it's how often I go or the... This is disgusting. Or the consistency of my stool.
<That's cool.
laughs> But the squatty potty has really helped me.
So wait, you put... It's something that you, like, put in the bottom of your toilet and then you put your knees on it?
No, you put your feet on it.
Oh, so it just raises your legs so you're, like, in a, like, more of a, like, high
squat.
Position?
Yes.
Does it hurt while
No, it feels amazing.
But, like, you know when you're squatting, it hurts.
Oh, hold on.
Okay, yeah.
When you're squatting, it hurts, though, because you're, like...
No, your weight is on the toilet.
So your weight's on the toilet.
Your body weight is on the... You're literally just sitting on the toilet like you normally would, but your feet are on this platform, and so your legs are kind of elevated.
So it does look like a step stool that just, like, wraps around your toilet.
Yeah. I just... My concern would be, like, do you spray that thing with Clorox, like,
yeah,
every day?
Yeah, like, it also is...
not pooping
it's
on the
cleaner
stool.
Than the toilet seat.
I'm also, like...
Still freaks
it's just
me
your
out.
Feet.
It's also unattractive to have in your bathroom, no?
It's just...
Like, I would put
you
it away.
What's unattractive? You know what's unattractive? Having a colon crying for help.
That's true, but I just mean, do you ever feel like... You know, we all live in small apartments in New York City. It's not like, you know, you have like a guest bathroom and a squatty
well,
potty.
Well, I tweeted the other day, where do I put my squatty potty when it's done?
It's true.
And some
like,
people
would you
told me and some people told me to never get off.
Oh wow.
Never get off the squatty potty?
No, it just hugs my toilet.
Just
it's fine.
Put
it's great.
It in your yeah. oven.
I mean, literally, I could. That's sad.
Or your shower, I guess, when you have guests.
So a part of your job at Elle.
Yep.
is doing research on like stuff like this, like all kinds of beauty, right?
Yes, that's why I'm like super mind blown over the Squatty Potty because I love trying new shit.
You need to try the Squatty Potty. I got it on Amazon, Amazon Prime.
Same day.
Came to my door. You got to do it. It's a game changer.
I'm like hands down, I'm doing it.
Is New York City the only place with same day delivery on Amazon, or is that an everywhere kind of thing?
I don't know.
Because in New York, I get so much stuff same day delivery on Amazon.
You know, I like to go to a store on occasion.
Yesterday, I got like an electric stim thing. I threw up my back the other day, and like I went to the chiropractor and I got fixed. But you know when you go to physical therapy or the chiropractor and they put those little electrodes on you?
Yes, I love that.
So you just got a vibrator.
No. It's not a vibrator.
It's not a vibrator?
Even close. So it's like a little machine, and then you put these like sticky pads on the muscles on your body.
It sends microcurrents.
And then you turn it on and it sends electrical pulses to that part of your body.
But like, what if you put that on your like private area?
No, fuck no. I think you would like.
Would you die?
Problem.
Do you think someone's done that before? Julie, since you try things.
Yeah.
Maybe you
like
should.
Like an off-brand use for...
Yeah.
Like a stim thing. I don't know.
I think someone should try it.
But it's really helped my back feel a lot better in the past, like, 12 hours. I'm not going to lie. I even took the dog on a walk this morning with
great.
My stim thing attached to my back.
Amazing.
It was like...
So you can wear it as you walk. You can wear it.
Yeah, because
like an accessory.
The pads are sticky and they just like stick to your skin, and then they're attached to cords that like hook into the machine, and the machine is handheld. It's like really tiny, but
it's like those vibrators that couples wear where like one person controls it.
Oh yeah. I heard about that. Yeah. But isn't it when you're like not in the same state?
It's weird.
Isn't it when you're not in the same state though and they can control it, or do they have to be in the same room?
I think they have to be like within Wi-Fi distance of you, but I could be wrong.
I don't even know how those work because I'm single.
What would be cool is if you could like download a vibrator app on your phone.
I think
phone.
You can. I'm being serious.
And then, control it.
That's
something that needs to be like, sterilized.
As long like, no. It's like
no, not no. The phone acting as the vibrator.
Like,
ew.
If you're in control,
they probably
of your
do have that.
Vibration. Your partner like wears the vibrator. And as long as they're connected to Wi-Fi and you're connected to Wi-Fi,
you can have a connected experience
from wherever.
Amazing.
You
want. That's horny.
Okay,
I
want to know more about Julie and her job before we get into our sexy talks.
I think that being a beauty editor would be the coolest thing because you get to try so much stuff. Like you get all the products, you get to do all the stuff, you get to go to all the spas.
Yes. But sometimes I feel like a weird like Frankenstein, like I've tried like too many things because I've been doing this for a while. But I'm still excited. Like yesterday I went and did, have you been to Higher Dose?
No.
Yes.
What
I love it
that?
There. I love the infrared spa.
I know. Like there's something about it that afterwards you feel, or I feel like dependent on it now. And I'm like, when am I going back?
What is it?
What is it?
It's
around the corner.
Yeah.
But that doesn't tell us what
it is.
There you go.
Greta's like, I don't know.
It's nearby. It's an infrared sauna, and so it's like dry heat, and it's supposed to like raise your serotonin and your
it heats you from the inside.
Did you know that I read an article recently that said that you can decrease Alzheimer's, or it said like 60% or 70% of people that wouldn't. In a sauna 4 times a week had a lesser chance of getting Alzheimer's.
It's actually incredibly. I believe that, and also
isn't that
it's
crazy?
Really, really good for your heart. It going in the sauna like many times a week for a certain period of time can help prevent heart disease.
Well, because I think it helps your blood circulate. It helps circulation. Mm-hmm. It helps like change your body. It helps it also when you go into like hot and cold, like when you do plunging in a cold bath, for example.
I love a cold plunge too.
I can't do it. Like cryo gave me a full.
What's you cryo?
Cryo seems terrifying, it's and like, I don't think I could go. Could you explain what cryo
in that
is?
Cryo machine.
Well, she got locked in, so it's like, you know.
Exactly, that's horrifying.
But she also worked there. No one else was there.
You know what? That is straight out of a horror film, but like, I will never do that.
Okay, so tell us what is it, cryo?
Cryo.
Cryotherapy. So you're in this like chamber with dry, cold, you know, air. But you have all these like protective garments on, which feels like it's like such a threat. Like I'm like, oh, if I touch it, am I gonna like completely lose feeling in my hands
because
forever?
Is it like dry ice?
Yeah, it's like.
And what is it for? To make you lose weight quick?
It's that, and it also is supposed to be good for your muscles. Like, if you have muscle pain, it's supposed to heal. Like, athletes do it. Mm. But it really raises your heart rate. So afterwards, I felt like I was on, like, I don't even know, and had to get on a flight, and I felt insane.
So what did you, like, notice a difference in your body afterwards, or what was the benefit of doing it for you?
I didn't feel one, except for, like, insane anxiety.
Did you feel, like, skinnier, or, like, your muscles felt better, or no?
I mean, skinnier in the sense that, like, when your heart rate is, like, through the roof, you're like,
oh, so jittery. It's, like, not something you would recommend.
No. What? I mean, I don't want to, like, shit talk cryo, down. But yeah, it's just,
it wasn't for you.
It's not for me. If you have anxiety, don't get in a chamber.
I will never get
What is one of the best things that you've tried in general, I guess? I know that's a very, like, large question, but what, like, the most, like, fun thing you've gotten to do?
Like, in the beauty or fitness?
Yeah,
or
whatever. Because you kind of, with beauty, you get to, like, work on all of those different categories, right?
Yeah. Ooh, that's so tough.
Or just, like, a recent thing you tried that you liked?
Well, I'm really fascinated. I'm removing some of my tattoos. They're all really small and, like, bad life choices. So,
oh yeah, I saw that on Instagram. You had one on your finger you were getting removed.
They're like finger tramp stamps. Like, they were from a moment in time that, like,
finger tattoos were hip.
Yeah, they were a thing. And it didn't last. So now I'm getting those removed, and it's, like, fascinating to me to watch that process. My laser doctor is, like, he's the best.
Yeah.
He's amazing. His name is Paul Friedman.
So how many tattoos do you have?
I just have little ones. Like, I have this arrow on my finger, then this XO on my other finger that I have with a friend. So I'm going to keep that. I have this $100.
Like $100
bill. Like $100
bill. Are you getting that removed?
I mean, it's good.
Can we see that one?
I like that.
That's cute.
That can stay. Bang Bang did that because he had a book coming out. And then I just have another little one back here. So they're not bad.
You're getting the finger ones removed because you're just over it.
I would be
interested in getting some of my tattoos removed.
What do you have?
Oh, girl. I don't even want to walk you down that road right now.
She'd have to take off her
Can
pants
I tell
to show
one of
you.
Your tattoos?
Which one?
Well, I mean, tell it. It's going to be on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've spoken
about That's true.
About
she has one tattoo that's a lime green lightning bolt kind of
I'll
near
just
her,
show it to you.
Near her hoo-ha. Okay. So she's got some great tattoos, Greta.
Oh, that's a great tattoo.
She's bold.
So
no,
yeah,
I think
she's
if
wild.
I remove like one, it would be this one that I have on my left side. It's such a really, really, really bad decision. I was A, drunk. B, it's like a Sailor Jerry, like, from the wall tattoo.
Yeah.
And I would want to get it removed. I guess it just seems really painful, and it's like a part of my body that I don't really see that much. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that your tattoos, like, I've never seen you in an outfit in summer, even where any of them show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think. They're very small. I also just, they're really small. I don't know. It's just one of those things that when I see it, I'm like, oh, you could also not be on my body.
I have three small tattoos, and I never see them, so I forget that I have them, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, hey. Yeah.
Those are also
That's
very
how I felt
faint.
About one of mine.
Yeah, they're
like
very
the
thin.
One on my
they're
side,
like one. They're like with little, one like, needle. Yeah.
The one on my side is very dark and has color in it.
Okay.
So it's like gross.
No.
No.
I like all your tattoos.
Yeah.
I like well, bad also, tattoos like, on other people.
Greta doesn't wear a lot of makeup or like a lot of like other crazy accessories, so I feel like it doesn't look like. Not that if you had makeup on and a lot of tattoos, you would look trashy, but I feel like it doesn't look.
Well, I think
not
like
pinup girl.
Thing. Yeah, you don't
I'm
have
like,
that.
I'm not like a rockabilly, like Betty Page.
So
situation.
It's still, still like you can be you without it being
can
so
you,
obvious.
But speaking of tattoos, another thing that's really good is eyebrow microblading, and
oh,
that
no.
is
can
a
you
tattoo.
Explain what microblading is to me because I see these videos on Instagram,
that looks terrifying.
And I'm so. Do you do it?
Yes.
Can really, your eyebrows look so good.
Thank you.
I saw a YouTube where the result was awful.
Well, you have to go to the right doctor.
Like anything, like you can really mess it up. But it's like a very superficial tattoo, so it's not permanent. Mm. But there are like superficial wounds.
Does it hurt?
You numb it first, but you can hear the scraping, and that is.
So your eyebrows before, were they much thinner and you just wanted them to be thicker? What was the point of getting them?
They weren't thinner. They were just, they were like sparse parts just from like tweezering haphazardly. And like, you know how it is if you've been like doing your eyebrows for years, they don't grow back the same necessarily.
God, remember when we were all in high school and tweezing your eyebrows really thin was like a thing? I feel so lucky that my mom never let me do that.
I know. Wish someone had taken away my tweezers. Mine were super thin because I was waxing them, but I go to this really cool place in LA called Strike and they dye them there.
Yeah.
I mean, I have naturally dark ones anyway, but they dye them and then they just use tweezers. They don't use wax or threading or anything like that.
I one time
I've
got
never
my eyebrows.
Tweezed my eyebrow.
Ever?
I mean, like,
what do you do?
They're shaped so, like, perfectly.
Oh, yeah. You don't have, you're not a hairy human.
I'm not a hairy human.
You're
they
lucky.
Won't grow. I mean, like, I have boy brow on right now and, like, a little bit of pencil because, like, my eye, they just don't grow.
So your eyebrows have always been like that?
Yeah.
I guess my eyebrows have always been like this. This is the thickest.
I've never gotten a wax.
You guys,
never.
Mine get thick AF.
That's weird.
But now I'm trying to, like, go natural.
That's what I want. I want like the, what's her name? Madonna's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
My trainer's daughter.
He's her trainer?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird? We were just talking about her today.
Madonna's not Greta's trainer. Everyone, Madonna's ex husband is Greta's trainer. Yeah. Just to clarify that.
He has great eyebrows.
I'm sure.
Well, his daughter has
them.
Great eyebrows.
Yeah. Yes. True.
How's he doing?
He's doing great.
Yeah.
He's the best trainer ever.
Is he single
ever.
Still, or is he
dating?
He is
married with, he's married with a baby.
Oh, great.
He's literally the best person ever, and he gets me in the best shape ever, and I've been seeing him, like, on and off over the past 6 years, and whenever I go back to him, I'm always like, why did I leave?
And what does he have you do?
I do half-hour, like, really intense sort of, like, circuit training sessions.
Yeah.
They're crazy. Like, today I did 3 rounds. It's just like, it feels like the same amount of exercise I would do in another hour, but since there are really no breaks and he just like makes you go, it's feels like more efficient or something like that. And it's like relatively affordable for a personal trainer.
I'm all about that like 30 minute workout because like Lo and I both do Kayla, Sweat with Kayla, and we're both obsessed with it. Lo's like more dedicated than I am, but like, those 30-minute workouts, like, really work, and it's also, like, you feel like you can go back the next day, whereas sometimes when you get, like, a really intense workout, you're like, I have to take the next day off, or I'm super sore.
Yeah.
Like, it's great because I feel like you can be really consistent with it, and it works.
Yeah.
I'm
a little fatter than I was a couple months ago because I haven't been exercising as diligently because I've been having, like, back problems. Like,
yeah.
So, I've been in, like, pain lately, but I will say that the Kayla arm workouts are the only thing I've ever done that made my arms actually like more swell.
Well, it's made me like shape so much. Yeah, I feel like so
and
much
so you
more
do it on
shape
your own.
And thin.
Yeah, you do it at the you like it's an app, and
here,
it gives you.
You
like a different workout every day, and it's set to like a timer through the app, and so
it's cool.
You just like press the next button like once you're done with like this set that you've just done.
And the exercises are all like using your body. I mean, like you use some weights obviously, but
like,
it's like
100
like, like burpees and push-ups and like mountain climbers.
What is it called? Calisthenic?
Calisthenic?
Yeah. Isn't that when you use your body?
Like a snap jump.
I don't know.
A straight leg jackknife.
Wow. What I like,
you have to have some discipline. Like I don't,
sure.
Yeah, I need somebody to be there. Like,
yeah.
The reason why I started going to a personal trainer was because I have lupus and I was in a really bad lupus flare where I like literally couldn't do anything. So I had to work out with someone that would like almost help me rehab my like joint strength.
Yeah.
And that was Carlos. And he did like an amazing job. And I just love him so much.
I want to meet him.
You can meet him.
He's
you should
amazing.
Go to his gym.
Yeah.
His gym, if for anyone listening, lives in New York, Belly On Body.
What is it? Belly On?
Bell, B-E-L-L-E-O-N. They're amazing. It's a personal training gym. It's in Chelsea. They're great. Okay. Very chill gym. It's not like you're going to
Equinox.
Or like, yeah, it's not like you're going to like, it's not like you're going to like a lifting gym or like they're not bro-y. They're
David
not
Barton.
Fratty. Like,
I go to Equinox and I like it, but
really?
I sometimes I hide in this room to do like jumps because I have big boobs and then I don't like to get looked at when I'm jumping.
When I go to the Soho Equinox, I just feel like marginalized. Like, I'm trying to get on the weights and like I can't get into someone's circuit and
really?
Yeah.
I guess I go in off hours. I'm very lucky. So like I'll go at like 11. So it's like no big deal. But I just go into like the big room to do my jump stuff because I'm like,
same.
Sorry,
that's
you can't peek at my boobs.
I do it in like the room where they have classes when they don't have class going.
Yes.
Also, guys, can I show you what I got? Yes. I don't think this is like a revelation for a lot of people, for younger people.
Did
but
you
it
get
is for me. I got a gravity case.
This is a revelation.
I've never seen this.
Whoa.
And it sticks.
You guys, Lo is showing us right now. She has a phone case on her phone.
This is wild.
I think I'm going to Instagram live that right now.
Okay.
And you can take the best like selfies and videos.
She's a phone case on her phone that sticks to the wall and it doesn't look abrasive. It looks very natural. And she's now taking a photo of us, which let me get in a better angle, everyone. Wow. If only you guys could see us now.
Like,
that's wild.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Wait, I'm sorry, you guys. I just went to grab my phone because I want to Instagram live this. And my cousin, who's 14 years old, just sent me an article saying there's a... First of all, she's reading Cosmo, which is...
You know, dangerous you know, for a 14-year-old.
She said, there's a great article for you in Cosmo. And the article is, Why I Married Myself.
That's amazing. You guys, I actually went to dinner on Monday night with my friend's little sister, who's 14.
Whoa.
And she was giving me all of the like updates on social media. Like, she's like, have you heard of a Finsta?
No.
And I was like, what's a Finsta? And it's your fake Insta.
What's
that? So you have your real Instagram account, and then you have your fake Instagram account, which is like a fake name that you post all your like wild and crazy photos at or like anything weird, but it doesn't look as good as your real Insta, and it's supposed to have a funny name. So like your real Insta would be Lo Bosworth, and then your Finsta would be like, you know, low doggy dog B or something like
oh,
that.
And, I could
and then
put,
you
like,
would
slutty pictures.
No, or you could like, put like funny stuff. Pictures, like test stuff. Yeah. Like put, you know what I mean? So it's wild.
I have a lot of friends
Isn't
that
crazy?
Finstas.
Are they 14? Are they 14?
No, but Alexia has a Finsta.
What's
and
it called?
It's very funny. I can't tell you.
Why?
It's her cat's name.
Oh, well, everyone says that, you know,
Do you make your Finsta private?
No, they follow your normal on your Finsta, and your Finsta's just like the fun you.
Oh.
See,
I thought it was like the bad. I thought it was like the pornographic version.
No,
of you.
It's just whatever you want, right?
Yeah, or you could have a private one where it's like your friends, like friends and family.
Can we talk about how you got into the beauty world? Sorry, we've been really all over the place today. Can we talk about how you got into the beauty world and what that was like?
Yeah.
And where you came from.
Senior
and your
beauty
background.
Editor. That's a big deal.
Especially at Elle.
I went to Pratt. So I was in Brooklyn for college. And the whole time I just wanted to do internships at magazines. So Pratt was like very, I don't know how it is at the time or how it is now. But at the time it was like, do what you want. And so I just like went and interned and I started at Elle and started in accessories and really no one was paying attention. So I wanted to stay like another semester and then wound up in the beauty closet and didn't leave for a year. And then once I was in with my boss there, who's the beauty director of Elle in print, Emily Doherty, she passed me over to Teen Vogue, and that was when Eva Chen was the beauty director.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
cool.
She's obviously like the best, smartest person ever. And so I stayed there, and then I went to Lucky, then I went to Self. It's like you kind of just, once you're in, you're in. And that's where I met Kat Marnell and worked for her, and then she moved me to XO Jane, and that was like my first.
I didn't realize that you were at XO Jane.
Yeah.
I was a serious follower of Kat Marnell for a while there.
I think everyone kind of was.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
she just came out with Fascinating.
Yeah.
I really want to get her book that just came out.
Yeah.
For those of the listeners who don't know who Kat Marnell is, Greta Lowe, because I don't.
Oh, well, she was the beauty editor at XO Jane, but she really became famous, or infamous. Rather, for having a really bad drug issue and for being addicted to pills and I think dust and stuff like that while she was working. And she was really open about writing about her struggles. And
oh yeah, she has articles on Vice about all of that.
Yeah, I mean, she like lost her job and like tried to get clean and then got clean, then would get her job again and then would lose again. And she's an incredible writer and she is just truly 100% herself and just writes about her experiences and She just came out with a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just read about that. Mm-hmm. I think she's
so
in page six.
After EXO Jane, then where did you go?
So then I got this job in print in Elle, and I've been at Elle ever since. And I was in print for 3 years, and I've been in digital for almost 2 years.
That's
and
cool.
We're separate at Hearst, so it's like
right.
The magazine and the website function differently.
Totally different.
What's your preference after doing both?
I'm like really having fun in digital because it's just like so quick and like it can also be really reactive. So like it's like we're obviously always on the internet at all times, like everyone is. So like if Kanye like freaks out at a show, like we're going to talk about it immediately. We're not like, oh, let's like talk about it in a month, like when the next issue comes out, you know?
Right. I feel like in the world of beauty now, especially with Instagram, everyone is so obsessed with just every day when I'm on my phone, it's like a contouring video, a lip kit video, some injection, some something. It's nonstop.
It's crazy how like it didn't used to be something that so many people were interested in, and now it has like a wider reach because everyone's on their phone and taking pictures of their face. People are just so much more aware.
Yeah, have you seen a change in beauty trends since you first started?
Yeah, I think people are just so obsessed with their skin, like because of. I mean, I know it sounds like so dumb, but because of selfies.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I'm in like this new thing where I want to like less is more, and I hope that like younger people will realize that and not mess up their face with like injections and all of that so immediately. You know what I mean?
Wait, what did your 14-year-old friend say about this?
About this?
Did she have any feelings on it?
She didn't really say so much about like looks, but I definitely like she showed me like a lot of her friends' Instagram accounts, and it just like some of them like they want to show off their bodies a lot more on Instagram, and then like others have like just like I guess I wouldn't want to say like age appropriate because I guess I don't really know what's appropriate at every age, but just more of like a conservative like look rather than like showing off your body. But it is interesting because I imagine being like 13, 14 and like what kind of photo is like what I post? You know what I mean? Like, how would you want to, you know, show yourself at that age? But it is a little bit like scary to see like someone with like, you know, these like push-up bras, low-cut tops and like the photos of their like boobs on the internet already. You know what I mean? And they're just like 14. Like, that's the crazy thing. Yeah.
What age were you guys allowed to start wearing makeup?
I was always allowed.
Yeah,
my parents were like didn't really like discipline me like in that way.
Yeah,
I like from a really young age like loved beauty and makeup and products. Like when I was in early middle school, I had like the Kevin Aucoin makeup books and would sit in the bathroom and like recreate all the looks.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
like when I was like 12.
It's very elevated for 12-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, I've like loved makeup and like loved products, and I've really scaled down on the amount of stuff that I have. I have like Marie Kondo'd my house so many times. My bathroom looks totally different than it did even like 2 years ago. But I love makeup. I love products. I did a lot of YouTube tutorials for a while in makeup.
Yeah.
I should start doing it again.
Yeah.
Now that I have my gravity case.
Seriously.
I think people really loved that. Like, loved all the beauty tutorials you did.
Yeah. I guess I would have to sort of, like, expand beyond just makeup stuff, though. Because for me, my makeup look is, like, the same most of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I feel like, that too. Like I'm sort of like the type of person that just has what I use. Like I'm not like, oh, I'm going to get, you know, this like red eyeliner pencil for that like one time that, you know what I mean? I'm not, although I did recently buy a gold shadow that I used it twice and it's called Goldfinger by NARS.
Wait,
and
this
I like
is
it.
So stupid. Can we talk about New Year's Eve makeup looks?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Because I feel like that's coming up. Very important.
Yes. Well, I just got some really cool Smith & Colt lip glosses that are like the Kylie Cosmetics that are like matte, those matte lip glosses.
Yeah.
And I think that's a cool, fun look.
How is a matte lip gloss for like making out?
Probably
not great. So you wouldn't want to wear that on New Year's.
Well, I don't know.
Depends
anything that you have on your mouth.
True,
on
but
New
doesn't
Year's
everyone always want to kiss on midnight?
Somebody that you are kissing.
Yeah, but I never make out on midnight. I just go
Yeah. Last year I made out with Greta's friend on at midnight.
Get it. I feel like most girls turn to red lipstick on New Year's Eve, and like that's a bigger problem than a nude matte lip gloss.
Well, I don't know. I feel like a matte makeout sounds like it'd be like difficult.
It's like friction. Yeah. Almost.
No. The Smith and Cowell that I got is like really creamy and smooth.
So it's not like nice. I feel like it's like cement to like a mouth of cement, and then like a normal mouth.
Not at all. It's like a combination between like almost like a stain and kind of like creaminess. It's kind of just feels like you've put just like chapstick on.
Interesting. Okay so that's a look.
I really like it.
For New Year's, what are they showing in the mags online, Julie?
Well, yeah, what are the trends?
What's the trend?
Okay. You could do a Pat McGrath.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up.
Yeah.
Ugh, I love Pat McGrath.
Okay, yeah. That stuff is amazing. So, like, if you really, like, don't want to kiss somebody, or if you want to have, like, a really, like, messy mark your territory moment, then you could do her sparkly lip.
Where do you buy that? Online?
Good luck. That is always sold out.
Yeah.
So it's just sparkly red gloss.
But it's like amazing.
It's like a loose glitter.
I've seen photos of it.
It's like super dense, and it looks really, like, you would think it would be hard to wear, but it's super flattering on everyone.
Okay.
What is the glitter come in? Is it like in a gel, or is it literally just loose glitter?
It's loose.
So you can literally just put it on your face.
But it comes in a kit. We actually shot it, like, and we showed it on all these different faces just to kind of prove. Here, I'm gonna.
That
how,
looks good
how
on
does it stick it. To the face, though?
I think you put because a primer
like,
on your
there's
lip.
There's like an adhesive.
There's
an adhesive.
Okay, yeah. That answers my question. There's an adhesive.
You guys, I would recommend wearing that and then kissing someone and marking your territory.
Exactly. Like,
I want to get. I really like. Also, Pat McGrath does it, and I know that other lines do it, like NARS and Bobbi Brown, and I'm sure other ones. But the super metallic shadow,
you guys,
eyeshadow.
I got the Goldfinger, which is the goldish color one at NARS, and wore it, and it kind of gave me a little bit of a Pat McGrath look, and I was very excited.
Yeah,
about
I really want to get.
That's what I bought.
Really,
you can borrow it, Greta.
I really
I've only used it twice.
Get a super pigmented gold or silver shadow.
Yes.
I really want to get one, and I can't find one. I have some really sparkly, like kind of like the sparkly shadow.
Yeah.
You're wearing. I have one by NARS, but it's just not like pigmented enough.
Do you think that people are going to move away from the
lips?
You
could like
now
make your own
and
yourself.
Go to the eyes.
I mean, I don't think that lips are over because lips are really accessible.
Okay.
And it doesn't really like require any skill at all to put a lip color on.
Got it.
I love that's my number one. I love lipstick.
Yeah,
it's so easy to change. How do you feel about fillers?
I mean, people ask me all the time, like, who they should go to. And
do you get them?
I've tried everything. So, I've had, like, botched fillers. I've had to get shit dissolved.
Yeah, that sucks.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's why.
How do you get something dissolved?
They like, have another injection they can put in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
crazy.
So I always tell people, like, you should be really careful and consider that. Because, like, if it's going to happen to me where I have good access, then it's...
can happen to anyone.
Yeah. It's so bad. I actually feel awful. I took somebody to get lip injections for the first time. She was like, you know, over 30 and she'd never done anything. And she had a bad response because it's like there are so many factors. It could be like how your lip is composed, like where it's placed. There's so many things. Like a friend yesterday asked me who should do her nose. I'm like, I think that we've like maybe passed the nose job window unless you're like an actor or model.
Mm. Also, noses are so crazy because it's the center of your face, and when you fuck with your nose, you literally change your entire face.
Yeah.
And I just think that if you get a bad nose job,
you don't want to deal with that. You're so used to your face.
I know people that have had to get 4 different nose jobs because it's been so bad.
Same.
Which
like
is a tough sitch.
Surgery.
That being said, I do feel like if something bothers you, as always, and it's like something that you cry about every day, you know, figure it out.
Of course.
Just be careful when you're doing the plastic surgery.
Huge advocate for doing whatever you want to do to your body if it makes you happy. I do just think that getting a nose job, if it's like, you know, I just think it's a big deal.
Yes.
For sure.
And just like be aware that there's recovery and possible revisions, like you said, and it's not just like this simple like in and out thing.
Can lip injections like last forever? Like, can they mess up your face forever or no?
No, I mean, unless you're using silicone. Like,
yeah, if you're getting implants.
Yeah.
Right, like a physical implant is different than just like shooting
stuff. But I mean, if you like shoot
lips.
Stuff in and it doesn't go well, like it eventually will go back to normal?
It's not.
Is that the same with Botox? Like, if you get Botox somewhere, does it eventually fade away?
It fades, but you can't reverse it the same way. So, like, let's say you get like your injector hits a nerve and you have a droopy eye. Like, that can't be.
You can't fix your droopy eye.
You have to wait.
Wait, I mean, what?
Let's say somebody injects and they've like raised your eyebrows too much. They can like inject in another area that balances it and brings it down, but like they can't actually reverse the Botox.
Got it. But with lips, you can.
Yeah.
So are lips, would you say, the best thing to play with if you wanted to try something or no?
They're lower risk, but like, let's say if you inject too much of what's dissolving it, then it starts to dissolve your actual lip collagen. Yeah.
Fuck.
Just you don't want to mess with it too much.
You guys, I just started using lotion on my face.
For the first time ever,
and I'm like really excited about it.
We're talking about like major procedures.
I know,
and
I haven't tried anything like because
who makes your lotion, Jillian?
Dr. Jart, and I'm obsessed with it. So I have like really bad eczema, as you can see right now on my arm. But I so I don't use a lot of like face stuff because I'm so freaked out. Like I literally just started washing my face last February.
This is wild.
It's almost been a year, and now I've started to like moisturize on my face.
How do you feel about it?
I haven't had any reactions, and my skin feels so much better. And so I'm sad that I've waited till I was 30 to start like
using a
washing my face. But
sometimes,
you know,
when your skin is so dry, you're like almost scared to do anything.
Because
you're like, oh my god, it's so painful right now. What will happen?
Well, I can't put lotion on my body because any lotion just like makes my body itch.
Right.
I just was like, thought the same thing would happen to my face. And I'm like, I'm not fucking with my face. You know what I mean?
I can't believe you didn't even do like a spot test on your face.
I just guess they didn't care so much. You know what I mean?
Well, Jill has never had a pimple in her life.
That's not true. I get one a month.
You don't have pores.
You literally don't have pores.
She has no blemishes.
I have brown spots from the sun though.
Those don't count. I'm talking about blemishes. And so like, I don't think you've ever really required a lot
of
skincare maintenance because you have such great skin.
But I really have a desire to get some Botox on my forehead.
I get Botox on my forehead.
And I'm so freaked out because of my eczema and my skin stuff that it's just that I'm going to have a bad reaction. Like, I'm so freaked out.
It's different because it's injecting under the skin.
It's internal.
And it's the muscle. It's...
Also, your doctor could do like a little spot test on your arm.
True, but these and arms, then, man...
Or like, I don't know, but if that's a concern, but I think that probably any dermatologist would tell you that it's not going to be a problem.
You know what I've been wondering about?
Let's hear it.
Can you recommend a good mask, like a good face mask? I never use face masks and they look very fun.
Do you mean like a sheet mask or a...
I want one of those masks that is like...
I don't even know what... I'm laughing because I don't even know what a sheet mask is.
A sheet mask, you put on your face.
So over. I'm happy that it's like a thing.
I know nothing.
The sheet masks are like where you can have like an animal face. Like,
yeah.
So that's the photo when people print, like look like they're in like... They're going to kill someone?
Yes. It has like a very like...
Beautiful.
Michael Halloween vibe happening.
Okay.
No, I want one of the masks that you can put on and then peel off.
Oh, okay, Glam Glow.
Yeah. Okay, I have a Glam Glow mask, but it's not a sticky one.
Not the peel off gold.
That's what I want.
Or there's a blue one. Okay, that one's fun.
What is it for? What does it do?
It's supposed to lift out, you know, like let's say you've got like superficial blockage, which like no one has here. But it would lift that out. But I also think, you know, it's just like it's tightening after you do it. But also they have a mud mask that's really good. I love Glam Glow.
Their mud mask is amazing.
Yeah.
It legit works.
Like, I have one actually, of them.
Yeah, you wash really your good. Face after and you're like, and you're like, oh my God.
And then everyone gives you compliments and that's how you know.
Yeah. If you have like a really big day coming up, what would you say the best thing to do for your skin is leading up to that?
I would do a glycolic, like a two-step glycolic.
And what is that?
So that's, it's like a chemical peel, and I think the best one is from Dr. Gross, because you can just do it at home, and it's not super aggressive. Like, my skin is crazy, like, I will always have acne, and I use that.
You have such nice skin.
Yeah, Julia,
I just know how to cover it up.
Skin.
Look at your beautiful face.
It's all a lie. Thank you. and so that one's really good, and it's kind of like, I've seen people with all skin types try it.
And that works.
Yeah. And you'll see a little difference. Like, you'll just be tighter and glowier and just have, like, a more reflective, like, surface of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen this video of this magnetic face mask?
Yes.
I saw that yesterday.
That is Dr. Brandt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have that at the office. Have you tried it?
No. I saw a video yesterday.
What does it look like?
It kind of looks like when it's on your face, like a mud mask, but like then there's this little magnet that I think comes with it.
Yeah.
And in the video, you like wrap saran wrap around it and then you hold the magnet up to your face when it's dry and it literally pulls the mask off of your face.
Whoa, that sounds crazy.
What's the point of this?
I have no idea.
To like pull out the impurities, but like masks now I think are just doing the most. They're like... You know,
they're trying to do the most crazy thing so people buy it.
Right.
Like, we're going to get this removed by it. I would love them to put on a mask and then, like, have to be like, this comes with a man that, like, washes it off for you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the man, like, shows up at, like, 4 p.m. the next day. And you're just like,
they've gotten real crazy in the past, like, year or so. Like, I used to get these masks sent to me that, like, look like they're in, like, ramen noodle cups. Do you know what I'm talking about?
From like the glow recipe.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, sorry, your vampire mask.
Yeah, I was wondering if I have anyone, I'm really looking at Julie and Low. Yeah. if either of you have gotten a vampire facial.
No.
Have you? I had my blood drawn by Dr. Barbara Sturm.
Uh-huh.
So she makes this cream that's like infused with your own
hemoglobin, right?
Something from your blood.
I think it's a hemoglobin.
Yeah. But that's not... It's not really a vampire facial.
Was it good?
I love her products, but I wasn't super diligent about using the cream. It's an interesting technology. It's super expensive.
Yeah.
To like keep it in the fridge. What's the point of it? To keep you like young?
I don't know.
Isn't blood supposed to keep you young or something?
The thing
like
about
that?
Like the blood
it's not,
facial.
It's not proven yet. Like there are no clinicals. So
was it pink?
The cream?
Yeah.
No, it's just white.
Oh, but
with your
like,
blood?
No, but they don't think they extract.
Maybe
think, just
they take
the hemoglobin
the white
from
blood
your blood.
Whoa.
It's like
just kidding. I don't know.
It's like when athletes get in trouble for doping. It's the same kind of thing.
Well, yeah, you know, I heard this thing where these people are going to start taking blood from doing blood transfusions from younger people and putting younger people's blood in their body, so they're like more efficient. Some crazy thing I heard.
Unique. Well, a lot of athletes do it. They like. Get their blood drawn and then they put it in that worry machine and then they have it injected into the site of their injury.
Well, that's because they so basically
really help with
and that's
healing.
Illegal.
Well, blood doping for athletes in certain sports is illegal because basically it's heightening anything that can alter your performance. So what happens when you dope, they put more hemoglobin in you so that you're blood
but it's yours.
Can, yes, but it's so that you can get more oxygen. The hemoglobin is what gives oxygenates your blood. So when you have the ability to like pump more and more oxygen into your body, you can perform better. That's what Lance Armstrong got in trouble for.
But he was just using his own blood?
Yes, but the reason why it's illegal is because you're doing something to alter your
natural
state.
So I heard that they're going to start doing this with like younger people's blood.
That's what you just said.
Which is crazy. I know. That's what I mean. That's exactly the process. Crazy. I know I said that. I was just saying
I meant. I would be interested in knowing in blood doping.
I wouldn't.
It would be...
Human growth hormone. It's like what all those like Janice Dickinson and like those like older generation of models were using. And that's how they have those like super sinewy bodies. And like,
Really?
Yeah. They go to these like... hormone therapists, and there's like one big clinic out in LA, but like nobody
that's
knows
how you
what
get
that
skinny
does. Nobody knows what that does long term,
like
the human like growth factor stuff.
Weird.
What I does it actually do? What is the process of that?
They inject it and it's HGH.
Yeah,
I thought that was just for dudes that wanted bigger muscles.
There's
not for models that wanted to be stick thin.
HGH is different than the kind of steroid that you take to have like bodybuilder shit.
Yeah.
Right, but like, that's crazy. That
Lo's mind is blown.
My mind is blown. I did not know that about all those ladies.
I mean, I
model
don't want to like say that they're all on what she told me that at one point, but
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Did she do it now, or did she just did it when she was younger?
She said this kind of, like within the past 4 years or something.
Oh,
so it was
wow.
more.
Have you ever gotten B12 shots?
No. Do you get them?
I've done that.
I've been
you guys,
told.
I've tried something.
Did you like how you felt?
I did it 4 years ago when I was like working out all of the time and my friend was very into it and I really have no idea because a lot of that stuff for me is like if I know I'm doing it, It's like placebo, I can't tell. Or something. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like I didn't feel like I was on drugs or anything, but like I probably like felt like maybe I had more coffee that day. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. I used to eat the B12 like chewable vitamins mostly because I just like chewable vitamins as an excuse to eat candy. And whenever I would eat one, I would feel super like awake. And it was almost like I had had a bunch of coffee.
Go ahead.
You know, you first, Lauren.
I was going to say, I self-administer B12 shots every week, but it's because I'm severely deficient in B12, and so my doctor prescribes them
to me. Do you love? Oh. How do you feel? I remember you got all of that blood work done.
Yeah, I got all this blood work done, and it turns out I'm severely deficient in B12 and vitamin D, and it can, like, cause, like, anxiety, depression, like, all these horrible things. And so my doctor was like, we should do a blood test just to like see like if there's anything like underlying going on here outside of like a thyroid issue or diabetes or whatever. And the test results came back and she was like, we have to get you started on like a serious regime immediately. She was like, taking a B12 vitamin is not going to work for you. Like, obviously you're having some kind of problem, like metabolizing it or like in like, absorbing it through food. And so I literally have to like give myself shots every week.
How long have you been doing it for?
This will be like the sixth week.
Do you feel happier?
I feel so much better than
really?
I did.
Really? I really need to get checked.
A remarkable difference.
So I guess get your blood work done, people.
I need to do that. I'm
get blood work. I never do any like real health stuff. It's all cosmetic. What's her name?
Do you go to the doctor?
Like rarely.
It's just
go to like the dermatologist or like the gynecologist, which is
It's just one medical, but I can give you her name. I don't know.
I go to this really great woman.
You just have to request a test like that to be done.
In New York, and she specializes because I have a thyroid issue in thyroid health. But she's phenomenal. If anyone out there has a thyroid issue, DM me.
I also go to One Medical for my...
One Medical is great.
Yeah, One Medical is really good. And
I love them.
Yeah, if you ever just need like a checkup, it's like a membership. You pay like a membership fee. Yeah, they're cool. I mean...
They're great. It's super easy to get appointments. You can like talk to a doctor like on the app, on the phone.
It's cool.
It's amazing. It's like
I need that.
Futuristic medicine.
Yeah, they have them
now
in a lot of cities.
They started in New York, but now it's like San Francisco.
How did you hear
LA.
About it?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
I've never even heard about it.
Sorry that I'm cutting this off, but I think that we should transition to sexploration, and I have a good question about sexploration that just
Greta.
Came to my mind because I was just thinking about vaginas. Have you ever gotten a vajayshal?
No, I was going to do... I want to say that it's called Theravi, I believe, and I was super excited about it. I was like, I'm going to have this like amazing new vagina, and then I found out that it was really just for... after you've given birth, and that like
it's like a cleaning of
it's supposed to be, it's what the Kardashians do after they give birth.
It's a tightening.
So they say
it tightens your vagina.
But I also really I have a lot of feelings about that because I feel like it's like anti-woman to say like your vagina needs to be this way.
Yeah, like let it
that.
Go back
I'm like,
on its own.
No, like it is what it is, and like I'm not going to be shamed about it.
Right? Don't a lot of women do it to like alter the appearance of their vagina?
Yes, that's.
I think
another
that
thing.
Some maybe people do it too because they just want to like have better sex. Like, if you have a tighter vagina, do you have better sex?
Well, I think that the tighter, I think it like feels better for the man.
Does it feel better for the woman?
Well, maybe.
Because that would be a reason to do it, if it, like, helps your orgasms.
I think that
in any way.
I feel like no woman has ever said that, like, their vagina is feeling the,
You never know, guys. You really never know.
I do think that it's, like, I was in London last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Did you get a vagina facial?
Well, I didn't. But I was walking down the street, and there were all of these, like, spas, and they were all advertising, like, vaginal hood cosmetic reconstruction and
that's
vaginal... tightening. It was crazy, and I was, like, thinking to myself... Are people just walking in off the street?
Just being like, no. I gotta get this fixed today.
Like, and like, and where is that for dudes? Like, what about like your balls? Like, nobody...
I've seen so many ugly dicks.
Exactly.
It's like, can
and
we please
like,
have a dick plasty?
Dicks. Yeah. Or like,
I also feel like what makes everyone...
Nobody's like, let's fix these dicks.
But like what makes us all unique is our like... And like in relationships is like the sexual connection you have with the other person. So if you're like fucking up your vagina, then you're like maybe going to be with the wrong person because your vagina is going to think that it needs that penis and maybe it doesn't. Maybe it just needs the penis that it
That's
was supposed
actually
to be with.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's a good thought, Jillian. Like... The man or woman that loves you should just like love you as you are.
Not
right?
even that, but it's
like maybe you'll end up in the wrong relationship because the wrong guy likes your pussy after you've had a vajayshul.
Or and pussy. The sex that you are having with him is actually not really the sex that you need because it's a different vagina than you were born with.
Well, I don't think
one
it's
time I had
a different vagina. The thing that you're talking about, the Therapy thing.
Not that. I'm like, talking about the reconstruction, like messing up your life.
Oh,
things.
Yeah. Well, your plastic your parts, surgery moment down there, I think, would be weird. But the Therapy thing, isn't it like like energy waves of some kind of like some light
it's
thing?
It's very quick.
And
it's
just tightens all
like
your
I
skin.
Like I said,
up.
Maybe you can use your new back machine that's doing the waves on your vagina.
Okay. What is ever? Does anybody have New Year's resolution for their sex lives?
Oh.
No.
I do.
What's yours?
I've openly spoken about how I hate giving head on this podcast. Okay. And I've decided that that is unfair to my partner. And I'm going to try and do it more.
You're just like Charlotte on Sex and the City.
Yes.
She hates giving head.
I'm going to try and do it more because I think it's rude of me.
How often is like polite and not rude? Like how
I don't know, but
like
I when I mean that I don't do it, I mean
never.
Never.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Like, are you talking about just doing like a BJ start to finish or like in a sexual experience like when you might also have sex, like just sucking that D a little bit?
I'm talking about a BJ to completion. I'm talking about a beginning, middle, and BJ.
Got it.
Yeah. So, you know, I just feel like it's something I should work on.
That's really giving.
I think that's really thoughtful. A beautiful statement because you love your partner.
Yeah. It is. And it's also like I want to prove it to myself. It's like less about him. It's more like, come on, Greta. Don't be a fucking pussy.
Okay, I guess I don't have a
with a sexual New Year's
I don't
resolution.
Have a sexual New Year's resolution because I don't have sexual relations unless I'm in a relationship and my relationship has ended this year.
Does anybody have New Year's resolutions in general?
Yeah, love yourself.
That's it. I feel like that's a constant...
True, but it's something I have to tell myself every day. You know what I mean?
I don't ever make New Year's resolutions.
Why is that?
Because I think that, like, assigning yourself, like, one or two tasks at the New Year, like, inevitably they always fall off. Have you ever met anybody that, like, 4 years later is still doing their New Year's resolution?
No, but I think I've set goals.
But that's totally different. That's not a New Year's resolution. True. I feel like when the calendar turns from one year to the next, there's, like, literally a shift in energy, and everybody puts their best foot forward for a while. Yeah. And like, why can't that just be good enough? Like, why do we have to have resolutions?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I like love yourself. I just say it every day. So it continues to be.
Does it work? Like,
no.
Okay.
I'm trying.
I have like a group just chat kidding. About that where we go back and forth and we're like, that's body positive. That's not body positive.
Yeah.
We're like, I'm so triggered right now. I'm not feeling positive. And we're like joking, but we're serious because, you know, you see shit all day where you're like, what the fuck?
I know.
Can we get in on this group chat?
Yeah, I would like to do that too.
I think the best add us. Something that I started doing that I really think works is waking up in the morning and listing three things you're grateful for.
I love gratitudes.
Yeah.
Should we do gratitudes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a good way to end the year.
I have a lot of friends who've been in AA and they do them and it's like I don't know.
What are yours, Julie?
What am I grateful for? So much this time of year right now. I'm grateful for my friends, my like the women who I work with, who I think are like really smart and super like, I don't know, I'm inspired by them and they have their own ideas and I think that we're supportive of each other and not competitive and we don't like cut each other down like in my circle. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful, what else? For my home where I live. And my job.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Three gratitudes right
Those
there.
Are great.
Lauren?
Oh, it's my turn?
We're just going opposite way in the
sure.
table.
I'm grateful for perspective. I think as I've turned 30 and it's been an interesting year and a half for me, like from a health perspective, I see the world in a totally different way than I used to. And I'm really happy about that. So I'm grateful for that work that I've done that's given me this new perspective on life. I'm grateful for the love that I receive from the people that I care about, my boyfriend, my friends, my family, listeners of Lady Levin. And I'm grateful for, what should the last one be? There's so many things, it's hard to limit it to three. I'm grateful for the ability to sleep through the night. This is something I've like
You've had struggled with. This.
I've had insomnia since I was a kid, and like off and on. And it's been really bad for the past few years, but like the past few months, I've been sleeping like without taking an Ambien. I just fall asleep, and it is such a beautiful thing.
That's really nice. Jilly?
I would say that this past year has been really interesting for me personally, on a personal growth level and a professional growth level. So I would say that I wouldn't have been able to get through without my friends, like you guys, my lady loves. So definitely that. Also, I'm grateful for myself, which is something that I'm, you know, working
on. I like
that.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that I'm me and not anyone else. And that my brain works the way it does. And I think just my family, because I love them very much.
Yeah, that's nice.
Greta, you get to go last.
I'm really grateful for this podcast.
Yes.
Because I think it's really cool that we're using this platform as women to talk about everything from like women's issues to just bullshitting and having fun to talking about serious things. I think that this podcast is something that I look forward to every week, and I just think that the dialogue right now where we are in this country and in this time, it's just so important that we all have voices, and I really am so grateful that I'm able to use mine doing this because I love this show and I love all our fans and our listeners. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for my health, you know, mental and physical. My lupus is a pain in my ass sometimes, and so is my depression. Right now, I'm feeling really depressed recently, so I'm working that out. And I feel grateful that I have friends that help me work that out and family that supports mental health.
Beautiful.
And I'm grateful for my dog.
Bernie is the best.
Bernie, I will literally cry. I'm looking at him. He's not looking at me. Typical. Bernie just makes me so happy. Sometimes, like, I look at him in the morning and I'm like, what did I do without you? I can't remember my life before Bernie.
You've had him for a while.
It's like Jesus Christ, like BC and AD, Bernie. You know?
Yeah,
it's like
I do
before
that,
Bernie. Yeah, now you do now. Yeah. It's blue.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
My therapist suggested that I get a dog. So it sounds like.
It's incredible. I will, to anyone thinking about getting a dog, I will tell you this. It is a huge responsibility.
Oh, yeah. I learned that in my last relationship.
Yeah. There you go.
Did your boyfriend have a dog?
He did.
Yeah. Oh, you can't, like, not take the dog out to go pee just because you don't feel
like
it.
No, and you can't get too drunk the night before and sleep out.
And when you travel, you need to think about, you can't just, like, pick up and leave. You need to be like, oh, what am I going to do with the dog? And,
yeah. Very true.
Anywho, well, this has been a lovely episode.
Yeah, I feel like we learned so much about beauty, which you know, an interesting perspective, too. So I like that.
Thank you guys,
Julie,
for having me.
Wait, you guys, you all have to follow Julie on Instagram because she has the best Instagram, and she tries out all of her like fun beauty things. And then she also does all these exercises in like really cute workout clothes.
Oh my God.
That gives me inspiration to go to the gym.
I'm going to follow you right now.
And she,
oh wait, and she's besties with one of our fave guests,
Danielle.
Yeah, we love Danielle.
Danielle is wonderful.
She is.
I love her. She and I like strangely talk over Instagram stories all the time.
I would say that Danielle is so good on Snapchat and Julie's so good on Instagram. I don't follow Julie on Snapchat.
Can you tell us what your Instagram is?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, it's just Julie underscore shot. Shot, like the jacket company. Yeah.
Great. And they should go on Elle online.
And yes.
And read
check out Elle.com.
And is there any like must try product for the end of the year, beginning of the new year that you think is a life changer?
I think that everyone should try the Glam Glow mask, get their eyebrows microbladed by the right person, which if you're in New York is Perrette, the eyebrow doctor. And also, you know, wear sunscreen every day.
Mm-hmm. Good. Very good tip.
Yep. Protect your face.
Great.
Who's your lady loving?
Oh, it's so hard because like there's so many like amazing ladies. But I'll probably just say my friend Carly, who is the beauty director at Cosmo.
Hey, Carly.
Hi, Carly.
You guys, I also follow Carly. I don't even know her.
Yeah. Hey,
I love her Instagram,
Carly.
Too. She's so cute.
Carly's like my life partner, so I'm very grateful for her.
Cool. Yeah.
Are all like the beauty directors best friends with the other beauty directors?
No. Oh. I'm sure that, you know, like and
everyone's best friends with everyone, Lo. Duh.
All right. Well, this was a lovely episode of Lady Lovin'. I'm beautiful. Really happy. I hope everyone hydrates before
they
go out for
guys.
The new year.
Yeah, you guys, also be safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't get in a car with someone that's drinking. Make sure not to do any drugs and just make good decisions.
And no smoking those cigarettes.
And truly. Don't drink too much fit tea.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right, man, those are all of our requests for your New Year's.
Be safe.
Love you,
have
love
fun.
You be happy.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.